Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn. Today's episode, The Minor Prophets, is brought to you by Bathroom Plungers, because they sound just like what they do. And remember, this episode is undergirded by an implicit question that serves as the premise for the entire episode. If you figure out that implicit question, mail it in to us, and if it's correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Hello? Unemployment benefits? Oh, hello, Mr. Singh. Sorry, Dr. Singh. Now, I still don't have anything for you in a clinical neuropathy setting. I'll remind you that you could be driving Ferris for Boober. Goodbye.
Next! Number 87, please!
Thank you for filling out form D-9834/X4 in triplicate, Mr. Malarkey.
It's Malachi. You know, I'm one of the minor prophets.
Is that a band name?
It's biblical. Haven't you read your Old Testament? Christ.
Well, what seems to be the problem with getting work, Mr. Malachi?
Well, I'm one of the 12 minor prophets. Maybe Joel, Obadiah, Haggai, et al. have already been in here to see you. St. Augustine called the books of the Bible named after us the books of the minor prophets because they were shorter books.
Shorter than what, exactly?
Shorter than the longer books of those showboating major prophets. You know, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Flying wheels. Future messianic ages of justice and restoration. La-dee-da. Now that we're minor, we can't get jobs.
Well, aren't your prophecies just as good as these other better-known prophets? That should at least allow you to be token machine attendant at Dave & Buster's.
Well, you tell me. Yesterday, I was having some manna with Zephaniah, and he told me that he had a vision of strange scribes' tools that could write even upside down.
Ha, that's a gel pen! I've got one of those right here.
But this gel pen was held in the hand of a giant who was floating across a thoroughfare filled with colorful rushing wagons.
Sounds as though he saw a tall person with a pen on a hoverboard crossing the street.
It sounds like a truly miraculous experience.
Actually, it happens in a city this size thousands of times a day.
Oh, well, could I tell you about my prophecy? The other night, after dining on persimmons and barley malt beer, I fell asleep and foresaw an obscenely corpulent orange demon astride a white temple that was slowly being turned gold. It was clearly wearing shoe lifts and flatulating in the faces of the blessed people. Truly horrifying.
Well, that just proves you've been reading the newspaper. May I suggest you navigate to the want ads?
Next!
Hello, sir. Thanks for filling out form D-9834/X4 in triplicate. What's your name and problem?
I'm Philemon. My buddy Paul converted my slave to Christianity and now asks me to accept him as brother, not as property. What's worse, my book of the Bible is like the shortest one.
Oh, dear.
Listeners, let's see if someone is eligible for a valuable prize. Dudley Castro of Watkins Glen, New York asks, "What do I do about my neighbor? He keeps tying up his horse at my hitching rail." That's not correct at all. But regardless of Dudley Castro's lapse, we'd like to thank our cast, Mimi Marinucci, Ryan Weldon, and Nancy Roth. And we'd also like to thank the only man who understands that the U.S. Space Force is a vacuum cleaner, Brian Lindsay. This episode was written by Kevin Decker. And remember, don't be a fascist.